Grandspike Nibbler was alone on the west wall. She hailed the defenders on the south wall top, shouting and waving a pinafore.
Skipper, hurry, there's something going on over here.
Skipper came bounding across with Barbola and an assortment of otters, Gowsham shrews and redwallers following him.
We heard some shouting over there, Marm. What was it?
Grandspike's head only reached to just below the battlements. She stood on tiptoe, pointing.
In the ditch, I think. Somebody's shouting charge. I think it must have been vermin.
Barbola looked down into the deserted ditch below.
Well, whoever it was has gone now, Skip. Brown rats, do you think?
The other chieftain leaned over the battlements.
Mayhaps twas, though it might have been them vermin who Hawkwell said were chasing him and the badger. As you see, mate, they've gone now, so we might never know. Good riddance to them, says I.
Some of the wall guards stayed to discuss the curious incident, but the majority began trooping over to the south wall top to patrol their former positions. Hawkwell was still on the west wall, where he had been joined by Maudie. The hairmaids suddenly twitched their long, keen ears.
I say, what's that blooming rumbling noise?
The young hedgehog jiggled a paw in his ear.
What noise? I can't hear anything.
His voice rose to an urgent bellow.
Here they come again! Look!
Every beast hurried to the battlements where they stood gaping in astonishment at the spectacle. It was Vizca Longtooth and his 20 vermin. This time they were the pursued, not the pursuers. Open-mouthed, wide-eyed, they were running for their very lives, with most of Grunt and Curdley's horde thundering along in their wake. A cloud of dust rose from the dried-up ditch-bed, as the entire mad stampede rumbled by, heading north at top speed. The onlooker's head swiveled from left to right, following the mad procession as it shot by in a welter of noise, dust and chained up weeds and vegetation. Then it was gone, north up the ditch and into the distance. Hawkwell was dancing up and down with excitement, shouting at every beast.
That was Vizcar Longtooth and some of his crew!
Barbola chuckled as he blinked after the vanishing dust cloud.
Oi, and that was Curdley's brown rats after their blood. Oh, you wonder what happened there?
Form old Berth was shaking with merriment.
Ha ha ha! Who'd have thought teeth bow-beasters weren't a-getting on together? Oh, dearie oi!
Abbot Dorcas came skipping up the wall steps, holding his robe like a mousewife with a trailing gown.
Will some beast please let me in on the joke?
The Father Abbot's face lit up in a smile when he was told the news. Climbing onto a battlement, he peered northward, but both hunters and quarry were long gone. Dorcas dusted off his paws.
Well, well, what a lovely surprise, friends. I know this may not sound very charitable, but let me express the hope that the vermin wipe one another out, solving our problem once and for all.
Maudie helped the abbot down from his perch.
Rather good, what? I say, Father Old Thing, do you think it'd be a jolly good idea to celebrate this cheerful moment with something like, what's the confounded word I'm looking for?
The abbot provided it.
A feast?
Maudie shook his paw heartily.
What a wise mouse you are, to be sure.
Rangville seconded the hairmaid slyly.
Ah, sure. We'd all be delighted to attend your feast, sir. 'Tis a grand old beast, yeah, for asking us.
Laughingly, the abbot shook his head.
Well, I walked right into that one, didn't I? A feast, eh? Well, why not? Hawkwell, go and tell Friar Chondras to get preparations underway. Skipper, where do you suggest we hold this affair? Great Hall or Cavern Hole, maybe?